Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more Reddit stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. Let's crack on with today's first story, shall we? Much love, guys. Now, today's first story comes from Crazy Mastiff from the Today I Messed Up subreddit and says, "Today I effed up telling my ex's wife that he cheated on me. 20 years later. I was going to post this on Am I the Arsehole, but I really don't think I am. And even if I was, I don't care. For a strange twist of fate, I was at a wedding this weekend with my ex-boyfriend, Buzz, and his wife, Polly. For context, we dated 20 years ago. I was 21 when we broke up and he was 26. We dated for 2 years. I was very close to his family during this time, but after the very sudden breakup, left without an explanation. This was before the era of social media. Hell, I think I might have had a Nokia I occasionally used when I remembered to buy minutes. So we couldn't instantly get in touch with people, nor did we know what the fuck was going on in everyone's lives. At the wedding, I see him and his entire family. I didn't realize that my friend was marrying into the family. Different names and really didn't talk to the groom much. It was a shock to everyone. I expected awkwardness at the reception, but his family was being cool to me, which was strange, but whatever. I'm not one to force myself onto someone if I'm not wanted. Important for later. Eventually, Polly is trashed and pulls me aside. She wants to thank me for leaving Buzz alone after our breakup. I'm thrown by the strange comment, but drunk people say strange things. I say, yeah, no problem. She continues to say, he was heartbroken when you cheated, but I convinced him you were just a whore and to get over you. I laughed and said, what are you talking about? He cheated on me because I chose studying for a final instead of going out and getting drunk. I left the reception without another word to anyone on his side of the family. I went over and kissed my friend goodbye, citing a migraine, which I am prone to get. No drama. Now family members who got myself from our mutual friend or family on Facebook are messaging me like crazy. Rewind 20 years ago. When learned about the cheating the very next day from his BFF who hated me, I called Buzz for the truth and he said, I'm coming home now, we're talking a few, don't do anything stupid. That told me all I needed to know. So I got my few items I kept at his place and left before he got there. Like I said earlier, I'm not going to force myself if I'm not wanted. Buzz didn't want me, otherwise he wouldn't have done that. So why bother with waiting for the fucking excuses? For months later, I refused to answer calls. When he came to my dorm, he was immediately denied admission and escorted out, as I had put him on a no visitor list. He wasn't a student. Apparently, for these last 20 years, his family that loved me told me that I was a cheating whore, and his BFF who masterminded the whole cheating setup seconded Buzz's story. Now everyone is pissed at him for hurting me and lying to them for 20 years. They're trying to get the full story, but I just kept saying, it's 20 years ago, it doesn't matter anymore, I'm good and Buzz is good. Some family has apologized for icing me out at the wedding and spreading the rumors. Polly, though, is freaking out. She's convinced that because he cheated on me, he'll cheat on her and keeps calling me for more info. Our last conversation, I said, was blocking her and half. She tried to call me from an app though a few times, but I'm just not picking up numbers I don't know at this point. Opie then adds some edits to the post and says, attempting to recall a conversation I had over 20 years ago where I was shaken and about to vomit, all the while attempting to sound confident. It was like me. Buzz, just tell me the truth. Did you cheat on me when you went out with BFF? He sighed, and we all know what that sigh is. It's resignation and a last-ditch attempt to get your thoughts in order. It was the sigh that told me everything I needed to know. He said, OP, I'm going to leave for work now and we'll talk when I get home. Don't do anything stupid. I'll be right there. I love you. OP continues saying, it is possible that Polly is who he cheated on me with. I don't know. I wish them the best though. They've been together for at least 18 years. Buzz was not under the impression I ever cheated. I'd imagine that Buzz had to tell his family something since I disappeared so suddenly. I think he just tried to save face and his BFF was there to back up the lie. I do not know the full story of that conversation or who it was told to. I have no idea what happened to BFF. Again, over 20 years ago. I'm more what the fuck than I am upset. I'm sad that his father, who I was close to, died believing that I did that. But other than that, I don't really care. Edit 2. Okay, you guys are putting forth some excellent questions that I'm not sure about. I unblocked Polly and reached out through text. I said that I'm sorry for blocking her out, but 20 years ago, I was broken and it hurts to relive that no matter how healed we are, I didn't appreciate being cornered at an already horrible, awkward situation and called that. But I can call her after work later. Edit 3, I posted an update in another post because I am a dinosaur and don't know how to make links in Reddit. And I didn't know if there's a character limit. I am old. Raw. Yeah, and you're absolutely right. You wouldn't be the arsehole in any way, shape or form. And you're not wrong in the situation at all. You didn't cause the drama. She came up to you. She approached you. And she told you that she had convinced him that you're a whore and to get over you. You just corrected the narrative here. And the rest is just not your problem at all. It will be interesting if we find out that Polly is the one that he cheated on you with and what the outcome of that will be. But in the comments, Pavlov's Dong, oh, these names sometimes says, man, that's a whole lot of not your fucking problem. I have no sympathy for Polly. Approaching and calling you a whore over something she had no part in that happened 20 years prior is childish behavior. Beek says, yeah, like even if the cheating part was true, we're talking about something like that 20 years later, about a relationship that happened when they're in their early 20s. Weird. Amish Sky says, for the record, not the arsehole. What a roller coaster. I simply do not understand why he had to lie. We broke up mutually, would have solved the issue. What a jackass. Opie says, yeah, I'd be fine with whatever he told people as long as it wasn't that I was a cheating whore. Moonglade quotes that and says, on top of that, you had the grace not to speak ill of him for 20 freaking years. You're far better than I would have been. I would have sung it from the rooftops if people asked. Kudos on leaving him the way you did too. Brilliant. Opie says, it was hard for a 21-year-old to not become vindictive, but my mother said it would drive him even more insane if I just never responded. 21, if we're being exact, years later, I had to tell her she was 100% correct. I didn't realize how well it would work. Amish replies to that and says, Mum deserves a high five for that. Opie says, we had a glass of wine to cheers to our long-time game plan success. So, Opie updated the post and says, so I called Polly a little bit over an hour ago and it was very anticlimactic. I talked to Polly and she wanted to know the dates that he was still chasing me. I told her what I could recall and it seems there was a few months gap between meeting and his last attempt. I assured her that I never once since social media became a thing did Buzz try to reach out to me. She said that about 6 to 7 years ago, she found out Buzz had tried to find me on Facebook by stalking some of my old friends he knew, which added to her paranoia. They went to marriage counseling and all that. Polly was exceptionally talkative. Apparently Buzz was a mess, went into deep alcohol and even screwed around with heroin, introduced to him by none other than BFF, who OD'd a few years later after all this went down. Polly hated and was hated by BFF, and when he tried to come between Polly and Buzz, a bit into their relationship, Buzz saw BFF was a massive arsehole and went no contact. She said that she didn't mean to accost me at the wedding, but she's always been insecure about me. She was drunk and those first years of insecurity all came back to her. She said I was prettier than her, saw pics that he had stashed away or in family photo albums, while she always felt deformed because of a repaired cleft palate. She is very pretty and I reassured her. She said that the family was in disbelief over my very sudden abandonment and a few times shortly into their relationship, his family would slip and call her my name. or should hear them reminiscing about a family vacation I was on with them, or how good a few dishes I made were. She also said that Buzz did confirm that he cheated, followed by a bunch of excuses. I said that I really didn't care to hear what he told her. I did say that I wish him no ill will, and I'm truly glad that he settled down and found happiness. But I'm done with this. I don't want to reconnect with any family members. I don't want her calling to commiserate with his wrongdoings. I just want to return to our very separate lives. She did ask how I found the strength to just leave like that. I told her I had an amazing role model, mother, strong support system of family and friends. We had no shared resources to divide, and I have a low tolerance for bullshit. Polly was quiet and said thank you. We then hung up. Of course, now I'm wondering if she's thinking Buzz is cheating on her, and that's why she asked me about strength. I blocked her again, so I'll never know. I do wish her all the best, but I'm going to return to my apathetic life. Thank you for all your support, as well as some of your crazy comments. At least they gave me a giggle. I hope that every person knows their worth and has strength to do what they know has to be done. Now, as always, I don't know the full ins and outs of these relationships, etc., etc. But in the first part, I was like, yeah, you know, just to be done with that. I don't like Polly for the way that she approached you, for the name she called you. Like some of the comments says, incredibly immature for her to do that like 20 years later. But I have to admit, in that update, I did feel sorry for Polly. Maybe it's not deserved after that first post, but it was there. I felt it. And the way that OP explained that Polly was quiet and asking about how she had the strength to leave it, you know, it did give me those signs. But what do you guys make of this situation? What do you think is going to happen? We may never know, but what do you think will happen? Let us know your thoughts down in the comments below, and let's move on to another story.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And we're checking out a bit of a different subreddit for a bit of neighbor-related drama from a throwaway account. I'm not sure why I get so excited about it, but it's from the homeowners subreddit and says, "New Karen neighbor tried to destroy my water line," and says, "So I got notice in October that my apartment was raising my rent $200 in a single year come December. I like renting. Genuinely. Hey, my water heater is broken. Come home and it's fixed. Never had a problem. But a 20% rise in rent in 1 year. Not doing that. The morning I opened up the rent increase notice, I happened to see a cute manufactured home with a for sale sign on my way to work. I pulled it up on the phone and called a realtor. This was Monday. She indicated the sellers didn't want it shown until Wednesday, and we scheduled a showing. I put in an offer, and the next day, they accepted 10 minutes later. Yay! Signed and closed 10 days later. It was an incredibly easy transaction and process, and that made me very happy. Well, on my move-in day in early November, the retiree neighbor on my left comes up to me while I'm helping the movers move my stuff. And the first words out of her mouth were, "Are you going to do anything about these leaves that keep blowing into my yard from yours?" Eventually, it came to a head where I told her, "I understand that you like to keep your lawn tidy. Can you at least try to understand that I've been working 60 and 70 hour weeks while moving, and I'm doing my very best?" The property management company that runs the park straight up told me that I was in the clear and not in violation of anything. I've had no contact since with her, and she realized I'm not going to capitulate to her. This most recent Friday, when we had frigid temperatures and high winds in the evening, I flush my toilet and I realize it isn't refilling. I test my taps, no water. It's already too dark, so I go to the store to get water for me and the cats. In the morning, once it's light out, I put on my coveralls and head out into the -3 Fahrenheit, -22 Fahrenheit wind chill and investigate. The water supply comes out of the ground outside of the trailer skirt, then goes through the skirt to the supply. The previous owners had built a well-insulated box around the water supply, but the access hatch was unlocked and cracked open. Sigh. I call my father and tell him I need to borrow his heat gun. He offers to drive it over, but the weather is so bad with the wind blowing snow, I told him even in his truck he'd get stuck, so I went trekking over there. I'm fuming the whole way. I could have sworn I latched that door when I was checking my winterizing list. I could have sworn. Eventually, after 15 minutes of using the heat gun, the water started flowing. I get back inside and get under my blankets to get warm after being in the Arctic conditions for nearly 2 hours at that point. I still can't get over it. I know I latched that door. So on a whim, I prop my laptop in the window and set it up to video record and went on with my day. I woke up Sunday morning to temperatures of -7 Fahrenheit, -33 Fahrenheit wind chill and go up to fill the cat's water bowl. No water. What the fuck? I put on my coveralls and head out. The access door was cracked open again. I get the heat gun out again and get the water going again. So I check my laptop and not 2 hours after I started the laptop recording, the neighbor Karen comes waddling across her driveway and walks to my trailer and leans over by the water and messes with the door before waddling back to her trailer. I get my coat on and walk over there with my laptop. When she answers, "Oh, hi, my name. What brings you over today?" All cheery and two-faced. I just open my laptop without saying a word and hit play. She starts stuttering, trying to come up with some bullshit. I just interrupt her and tell her I'll be forwarding it to the office and walked away. Monday, the office called me and told me they'd be addressing the issue and it would be incredibly helpful if there was a police report. I gladly called the non-emergency line and scheduled a time for the officer to come out after work. The cops were pulling up just as I was walking home. We came in and I detailed everything and showed them the video. They wanted a copy, so I gave it to them. They asked me to show them the water line, so we headed out around there. They took some photos while we were out there. The whole time we were out there, Karen was looking out of her kitchen window. They see she's home as well and offer to trespass her. I head back in and they eventually come knocking, telling me they spoke to her and trespassed her, gave me a copy of the police report number and forwarded it to the office. While we were out there, a neighbor across the street were out and asked me if everything was okay. I said it was, that I had video proof of Karen had actually opened my water access to freeze my pipes. Their eyes went wide. The cover over the waterline was also removed, broken off, and its waterline froze too on Friday, and the repairs were broken again on Saturday. Turns out Karen has an ongoing beef with them because they have a pride flag they refuse to take down. So the police went over there to get their statements too. Karen's husband came home an hour ago, came over shortly to ask me to retract my complaint against them with the office as a misunderstanding. Misunderstanding? Your fucking wife was intending to destroy my water lines in the middle of a winter storm, which could cost me thousands of dollars to fix. He pulls out his checkbook. So what's this going to cost me? Well, I bought the place for $40,000. So let's call it an even $45,000, and I straight up tell the office I fabricated the whole thing. He said he was serious. I said I was too. He says they're on the verge of being evicted and kicked off the lot, and she has problems. Sounds like the neighbors and I should go in on a bunch of security cameras to ensure that happens then. So, we'll see. I wasn't going to set up my server, but I'm going to be doing that tonight with a couple of my webcams on some Raspberry Pi computers. I just can't trust this woman. All because of some fucking leaves and a gay pride flag. And I think OP so far has handled this pretty well. We're going to cover the update in a second, by the way. I don't think there's much else that OP could be doing. Following the advice that was given to him, getting the police involved, going to the office to try and get stuff done. And it seems to be moving in the right direction. Absolutely not taking the money from that guy is the right thing to do. You know, she may have problems, she may not. I can't really speculate on that. I don't really know. But whatever they are, they're not your problems either. And there's clearly been some other stuff going on for them to be in this position as well, for him to be coming around trying to offer you money, etc., etc. They're clearly already on warnings. But the update says Cliff Notes. Grandmother Karen got upset about leaves blowing over from my lot onto her lot during my purchasing of the home. She deliberately tried to freeze my pipes during a snowstorm. Well, it's been interesting. I installed 4 cameras, one on each corner of my trailer and one in my covered porch. I took my other cameras and installed them over at the neighbors across the street, who had their water line frozen too, most likely by Karen as well. She watched me install them from her kitchen window and waddled over a little later to look at them and flip me off. She keeps flipping the cameras off. Trash day last week, she cheerfully asked me to help her move her trash cans to the curb when I was walking by with my groceries. I'll admit, I snorted and was petty. I put my groceries down and went to every lot on the street and pulled their trash to the curb except hers. The nice old lady across the street invited me to Rummy Cub Night. Rummy Cub Night, nice. At first, I declined. She said they were going to dish about Karen. I said I already had my shoes off and I was in for the night. She said, we drink wine, smoke pot, and play Rummy Cub. Okay, I'll get my shoes. These ladies were awesome. New friends acquired. I got all the gossip about Karen and my head was spinning after it all, so some highlights. Karen has 4 adult children. Her 3 daughters haven't spoken to her in more than 12 years. The last daughter to speak to her actually lived on the other side of my place, but they had a falling out, so her daughter sold her home and moved across the town to get away from her. Her son is the only one in the family speaking to her. Karen used to be a part of another monthly gathering and social of a bunch of retirees in the community, but she was kicked out after she kept going on tirades about the guy who owned my place before and harassing a gay couple that lived on the street. The beef she had with the previous owner of my place started over, of all things, yard waste. Grass clippings, to be exact. So, at least she's reliable, I suppose. It also explains her deal with the leaves. In response to her bullshit about him leaving grass clippings on the lawn, he also stopped raking up leaves, so that explains that in a way. In short, she's a toxic as fuck old woman who gets off on starting shit with her neighbors. And her husband paying people off is also apparently a theme as well, as he tried to do with me. The most egregious that made my blood boil just hearing it. A few years ago, she got off on this rant about a young guy in the park walking his dog twice every day. She kept going on about, he better not let that dog shit in my grass. But one day, the dog decided to relieve itself there, and as the guy was picking up his dog's waste, she maced both of them with pepper spray. Hubby paid the guy off. The lady hosting Rummy Nights talks to Karen. She says that Karen was bitching about me putting up cameras and how gauche it makes the neighborhood look. After taking a literal bong rip, these ladies are fucking awesome, she says. So I say to her, Karen, honey, if you're so worried about what's gauche, you probably shouldn't have tried to freeze his pipes in the middle of the worst winter storm we've had this decade. And then he wouldn't be installing cameras to protect this property. Apparently Karen's response to that was that I should have taken care of my leaves. So Karen hates grass clippings, leaves, gays and lesbians, and being a decent human being. She's been taken care of by her husband covering up her bullshit, and she's just so incredibly toxic that 3 of her own children don't speak to her or let her grandchildren see her. As far as the property managers go, I was assured they're taking this very seriously. I cannot disclose what actions they are taking to me. Fortunately, Karen can't help herself from gossiping or throwing herself under the bus. And after another bong rip, the rummy host told me that she received a letter from their lawyers with a correct or quit notice that any more complaints will result in an eviction. So yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing how long she can last before getting evicted. Not as much as I'm looking forward to hosting these awesome old ladies this Friday. I'm going to teach them how to play Settlers of Catan. A commenter says, all I can imagine is the golden girl sitting around the table playing card gossiping and taking rips off a bong in the shape of Burt Reynolds. Opie says, they're totally my new best friends. Been to 2 game nights now. They're a riot. The bong she had is the shape of a Neko cat. Hopefully I pronounce that Neko cat. It's the cats that do good luck, like the Japanese figurines with the arm that waves, like that sort of shape. Capital Effect says, wow, this is the update I never knew I needed so bad. I'm glad you're not letting this go, and I kind of hope she's there this fall, so you can't want to rake your leaves. Opie says, we got to laughing on Rummy Night that this fall it would be hysterical to go around collecting all the yard waste bags and dump them in my yard if she's still around. And whilst I think that would be probably funny to do, just to see her reaction, Do you really want to invite any more of that extra drama in your life? I've seen these kind of stories go absolutely wild. Neighbor drama stories. Like I tell you, I'm obsessed with watching like programs like Nightmare Neighbors in the UK. And sometimes these get absolutely out of hand. Like people posting dog shit through letterboxes kind of out of hand. Do you have letterboxes in the US and other places? I know, like I've seen in movies, you got them like on the end of a stick outside your house. You got like your mailbox. But you have a letterbox in the UK. You might already know this, so you have to forgive me. But it's like you post it directly through the door and it's inside your house already. Or does everyone have a mailbox? Random thought of the day. Anyway, now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let us know your thoughts down in the comments below. And just a huge thank you for being here today, getting involved in the stories, your love, your support, your time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so, so much. And hopefully I'll see you cheeky so-and-so, in the next one. Take care and much love.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.